Biographical notes. Ellen G. White, 1827-1915. The early years, 1827-1860. Born on a late fall day in a farmhouse near Gorham, Maine, Ellen Harmon spent her childhood and youth in nearby Portland. She married James White in 1846, and the struggling young couple lived in a variety of New England locations as they sought to encourage and instruct fellow Advent believers by their preaching, visiting, and publishing. After 11 irregular issues of The Present Truth, they launched the Second Advent Review and Sabbath Herald in Paris, Maine, in 1850. Thereafter they followed a steadily westward course, to Saratoga Springs, New York, and then Rochester, New York, in the early 1850s, and finally, in 1855, to Battle Creek, Michigan, where they resided for the next 20 years. 1827, November 26, born at Gorham, Maine.
1836, C. Broken nose and concussion at Portland, Maine.
1840, March 1, heard William Miller present the Advent message. 1842, June 26, baptized and accepted into Methodist Church. 1844, October 22, disappointed when Christ did not come. 1844, December 1, vision. 1845, spring trip to Eastern Maine to visit believers, met James White. 1846, August 30, married James White. 1846, autumn accepted Seventh-day Sabbath. 1847-1848, set up housekeeping at Topsom, Maine. 1847, August 26, birth of first son, Henry Nichols. 1848, April 2024, attended first conference of Sabbath keeping Adventists at Rocky Hill, Connecticut. 1848, November 18, vision to begin publishing work, Streams of Light. 1849, July 1 of 11 numbers of The Present Truth, published as a result of the vision of November, 1848. 1849, July 28, birth of James Edson, second son. 1849-1852, moved from place to place with her publisher husband. 1851, July 1, book published, A Sketch of Experience and Views. 1852-1855, Inches, Rochester, New York, where husband published Review and Herald and Youth's Instructor. 1854, August 29, third son, William Clarence, born. 1855, November, moved with the publishing plan to Battle Creek, Michigan. 1855, December, testimony for the church, number I, a 16-page pamphlet, published. 1856, spring, moved into their own cottage on Wood Street. 1858, March 14, great controversy, vision at Lovett's Grove, Ohio. 1860, September 24, son, John Herbert, born. 1860, December 14, death of John Herbert at 3 months.